Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. I am so happy, so honored, humbled that we are here sharing in this experience together. Today's Nidra practice was designed to help you fall asleep with ease. And that's what's so great about Yoga Nidra, right? It's designed to walk you into, get you into this deep, restorative, and natural rest faster than you would if you were just laying down and closing your eyes. This is because Yoga Nidra is all about tending to and moving through the different brainwave states, as well as moving through the koshas or the layers, the sheaths of the self. So let's first start by getting really comfortable, lying down in a place where you can feel safe, supported, warm, and relaxed, using any and all props, maybe a pillow under the knees, an eye mask, a sock, scarf, sleeve, or rolled down toque or hoodie works just fine. Maybe for today you grab extra blankets, anything and everything that will help you get really comfortable and relaxed in your Yoga Nidra meditation. So, get really comfortable. Feel fully supported by the surface beneath all of you. And go ahead, as you're setting up here or wiggling and squiggling and finding your perfect pose, start to feel this settling energy coming into your environment, your body. Just finding that place where you can take those last little wiggles. Maybe you adjust your clothing or take out a hair tie or remove glasses or jewelry. Just take these next few moments to get out any of those wiggles, to tend to any little inner nudges or callings, right? Taking as much time as you need to settle down and settle in. And of course, in Yoga Nidra, it is encouraged to stay as still as possible so that you can go as deep as possible into relaxation and your journey today. But as always, know that if at any time you do need to move around, it's okay. I just encourage you, if you do need to move, to do so mindfully, so that you're doing it, you're moving with intention as a response instead of a reaction. So taking those last minute choices to honor your body, honor your space, before settling completely into stillness, relaxing down into your Yoga Nidra nest. Now, take this moment to feel your entire body. Maybe you even say a quick hello. Hello, body. And as you're saying hello to your body, what obvious sensations talk back to you, jump out at you? Just starting to get curious about what your body is experiencing as you lay here. And giving yourself this permission to simply enjoy and stay curious about this experience of being in your body in this moment. Now, allow that awareness to go to the air against your skin. What does that feel like? Maybe you feel the air on your face, your nose, your neck, your hands. Take a big belly breath in. And as you breathe out, start to feel yourself relax a little more. Now allow that awareness to go to any clothing on your body. And so feeling the weight of fabric, maybe the texture, maybe just remembering what colors of clothing you're wearing. Go ahead, take a big deep belly breath in. And as you breathe out, feel yourself settling deeper and deeper still into the surface beneath you. And if there's a blanket on top of you, notice what the weight of this blanket feels like. The texture, the fabric, the color. Maybe you have pillows around you. What do they feel like, look like? And take a deep belly breath in. And as you breathe out, just feel yourself releasing into the surface below you. And to get us that much more comfortable, a little more relaxed, we're going to do some intentional breathing together. So in a moment, we're going to take three deep sighing breaths where we will inhale twice through the nose and then an open mouth exhale, a sigh out of the mouth. So let's start that together. Inhale, inhale, long exhale through the mouth. Sip of air, sip of air, a sigh through the mouth. Keep going. If you're a bit slower or faster than me, that's completely fine. Through the nose, inhale, through the mouth, exhale. Sip, sip, sigh. Sip, sip, sigh. Sip, sip, sigh. Nose, nose, mouth. In, out. A few more rounds in this way. Now release the breath and relax your throat. Unhinge your jaw, part your lips, maybe your teeth slightly. Soften the tongue inside of your mouth. And feel all of the subtle sensations of your mouth. Feel the sides of the cheeks grow heavy with every out breath. Relax. The eyes sinking back and down deep into their sockets. The third eye and forehead light, softening and expanding. And relax your scalp. Almost as though your scalp were like a flower. Feel it blossoming. Feel the scalp opening opening up to your experience, opening up to this moment. Notice where your body touches the surface underneath of you. And can you meet that connection? Can you sink into that connection a little bit deeper? And this is where we are going to use the breath here to melt further into this connection of the surface beneath you. Allow that breath to support you on your journey to complete relaxation. Notice your breath as you breathe in. Notice the natural breath as you are breathing out. And with each breath in, notice how good it feels to breathe. Taking these next few moments to just take some deep, soul-nourishing breaths. Feeling the texture of air in your nostrils, your nasal passages. Feel that texture of air at the nostrils. What does it feel like to breathe? Allow it to feel so good. It's all we are doing here, dear one, just breathing. Just be, letting each experience arise just as it is. And as you breathe, can you now let go of any struggle or even expectation to make something happen? Relax here. Just relax. And maybe you start to find yourself shifting from thinking and doing to feeling, relaxing, and being. Knowing and trusting that there is absolutely nothing that you need to do right now. Just simply relax. Just allowing yourself to take those deep breaths, creating no struggle. As you slowly, softly deepen the inhales and the exhales just slightly, just allowing this breath to feel like a steady stream. Let your total attention be connected to your breath, the steady stream flowing in and a steady stream flowing out. Let this stream be unbroken. Let it flow. Let that breath feel so good. And allow your complete attention to be here. Maybe you start to feel with each exhale, letting yourself go a little bit more, releasing tension, releasing anything that's trying to grip, hold, or cling. Just softly, gently shifting into that space of feeling, being, and breathing. And we'll use this breath to to enter even deeper levels of relaxation, of stillness and silence. So now, counting down from 7 to go even deeper into yourself, using this nourishing breath, inhaling 7, exhaling 7, make your way down, body being, body breathing. With every single complete breath that you take, allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into your space. And to continue on this journey of yoga nidra, we are going to create an intention for our practice today. Also known as a Sankalpa, you got it. Your heart's deepest desire. So you may want to make this intention for your body to rest, to relax. Or maybe you have something else in mind, in heart. Whatever the intention is, we're going to turn it into a positive present I or I am statement. I am resting deeply within. Or I am allowing myself to settle into deep healing rest. I am capable of relaxation. I deserve divine rest. Whatever your intention is, your heart's desire, take these next moments to feel that coming into your heart, coming through your spirit, whatever your why is, your intention, repeat it silently to yourself 3 times now. And what does it feel like in your body to embody this intention? What does it look like? Knowing that if you can see it, if you can envision it, then you can be it. So linger in your mantra, that intention, your Sankalpa, a little bit longer. Then you can let that intention slowly fade away, knowing that you have planted the seed. And by simply being here in this yoga nidra, you are watering the seed. Now we're going to move on to a body scan. And as you are guided to various points in your body following the guidance of my voice, there's nothing you need to do except settle your attention on each body part, welcoming sensations just as they are. And these sensations might be tingling, temperature, or nothing at all. Just notice them. Notice what arises for you as we touch down on and in various points of your body. Knowing that whatever your experience is perfect, just as it is. Remember, there is no effort needed here. We are just feeling and being. So allow your awareness to start with the whole back of your body and starting at the back of your head. And then following that awareness, flowing down the top of your neck, flowing down to the bottom of your neck. An awareness wraps over the back of your shoulders from top of the shoulders, then gliding down to your left shoulder blade, the back of the left arm. Awareness moving through right shoulder blade and the back of your right arm. Awareness comes to the upper back, middle back, the back of the rib cage. Then awareness glides like a stream down through the middle of your back, down your spine, one vertebra at a time, landing now in your lower back, your glutes, backs of the thighs, knees, calves, and heels. Then as you tune into all the sensations happening in the back of your body, notice what arises for you. Being in touch with these back body sensations just as they are. So with back body in your mind, feel everywhere your body meets the surface that supports you. What do you feel from the back of your head all the way down to your heels? And breathe from head all the way down to heels. Now we'll go ahead and turn to the front of the body. Awareness into the front of the body. And I'd like you to breathe from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, allowing your awareness to land here at the top of your head. Your whole attention now turned and tuned in to the whole front side of your body. From the top of your head, awareness flows down through your hairline, forehead, the tops of the eyebrows, left eyebrow, eyelid, all the muscles around and behind the left eye. Then allow the awareness to travel over to the middle of the eyebrows, eyebrow center. Awareness floats now to the right eyebrow, the right eyelid, and all the muscles in, around, behind, right eye. And allow that awareness to once again return to the middle of the eyebrows, eyebrow center. Awareness flows down to the bridge of the nose, to the tip of your nose, left nostril, the air flowing in and out of the left nostril, and the right nostril, air flowing in and out of right nostril. Then allow that awareness to flow down into the upper lip, lower lip, space between the lips, awareness now into the tip of the tongue, middle of tongue, the root of the tongue, inner right cheek, inner left cheek, the hinges of the jaw below the ears, the chin, throat, and allow that awareness to flow down the throat, landing into the front of the chest, then up slightly and over to cross through the right collarbone, right shoulder, bicep, elbow, right forearm, wrist, palm, and the right thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. And allow that awareness to land into the tips of the fingers of the right hand. It's almost as if your awareness were like an elevator. Starting at the fingertips, feel it move up through the hand, past the wrist, past forearm, elbow, right bicep and shoulder. And then awareness flows from the right collarbone back through the hollow of the throat, through the left collarbone into the left shoulder, bicep, elbow, forearm, left wrist, palm, and the left thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. Allow the awareness to land in the tips of the fingers of the left hand. Almost like your awareness were a river, starting to flow up from fingertips through hand. Awareness slides up past the left wrist, forearm, elbow, bicep, left shoulder, and awareness flows from the left collarbone back to the hollow of the throat. Now back down to the center of the chest and feel that awareness flowing down the whole front of the body from the center of the chest, passing the lungs, past the rib cage, navel, sides of the waist, pelvis, and the awareness landing into the tops of the hips, the fronts of the right and left thighs, both kneecaps, the shin bones, and tops of the ankle joints, the tops of both feet, both big toes, second toes, third, fourth, both pinky toes, sensations in all 10 toes, and feel sensations arising in the whole front of the body, the whole front of the body relaxed, open, and at ease. Allow the attention to be focused on the front side of your body, being with these sensations, no judgment, letting the attention of your mind rest on your whole body, sensing the whole body without grasping, inviting a sensation of relaxation, ease, and groundedness. And relax your jaw. Allow the tongue to hang at the back of the mouth. And begin to notice and feel your breath. Notice the inhales enter through the nose. Feel the breath moving out of the nose. Feel the flow of the breath in and out of your nose without trying to change the rhythm. Just allow this breath to be natural, automatic. There is no effort here. Just allowing that breath to arise and to fall with such ease and grace, letting it be natural and organic. Now I want you to concentrate your awareness on the movement of your navel area. So feel your belly rise on the inhales and feel the belly fall on the exhale. Belly rises on the in breath. Belly falls on the out breath. Each and every breath you take, the belly expands and contracts, all effortlessly, naturally, automatic belly breaths. And start counting these belly breaths backwards from 9. To 1. 9 belly rises, 9 belly falls. Continue that, your own pace, backwards 9 to 1, belly breathing. And find yourself resting deeply here. Feel the breath as you rest here, letting that breath feel good, letting that breath support you on your journey to deep relaxation and rest. Feeling the breath. Let it guide you as you keep exploring the sensations happening in your body, welcoming whatever arises. And feel your awareness come to the whole left side of your body. All of your beautiful attention focused on the whole left side of the body. And feel that left side of the body, maybe even energetically. Sense the left side of the body bringing in this deeper level of awareness. Feeling yourself go deeper and deeper into sensations arising in the left side of your body. The left side of the face, the neck, chest, pelvis, the thigh, the ankle, the foot. The whole left side of the body vibrating with sensations, vibrating with awareness, as if the only thing you could focus on were the whole left side of the body. From the left hemisphere of the brain down to the very sole of left foot. Awareness focused on the whole left side of the body. Now let that left side of the body fade away just for a little. As you start to bring and send your awareness to the right side of your body, feel your awareness come into the whole right side of your body. All attention focused on the whole right side. And maybe this time when you feel the body, you energetically sense the right side, really bringing in that awareness of the whole right side of the body, feeling yourself sink deeper and deeper into sensations arising in the whole right side of your body, the right side of your face, right neck and chest, the pelvis, thigh, ankle, and foot. The whole right side of your body illuminated with sensations, illuminated with awareness, as if the only focus you have right now is on that whole right side of the body. From the right hemisphere of your brain all the way down to the sole of the right foot. Awareness of the whole right side of your body. And now let yourself roam and wander between these two opposites, knowing that there is no rush. So start again to feel the left side of the body. Feel the right side of the body. Feel the left. Feel the right. And continue this sway back and forth on your own. And what do these sensations feel like with the left and the right sides together at the same time? How might you feel and experience this? Can you feel these opposites at the same time? Starting to merge the sensations of the left and of the right, feeling your whole being. And could you rest deeply in between the two? Not the left, not the right, but the essence of both together. simply resting deeply in between the two, the left and the right, without striving, without gripping or grasping. Remember, there's no effort needed here. All we're doing is feeling and being, knowing that whatever your experience is perfect, just as it is. And moving away from the opposites, just moving into a sense of deep rest in your body. A sense of deep rest in your mind. A sense of deep, deep rest in your whole state of being. Unchanging, restful, whole. Allowing yourself to rest in the unchanging nature of your whole self. And now moving to a series of symbols and images. I will call out some images and symbols, and with detached awareness, you'll welcome your experience just as it is. Remember, there's no need for effort here in this space. A sun setting over a still lake. A sun setting over a still lake. A park bench on a fall afternoon. A park bench on a fall afternoon. A sturdy tree in a lush green forest. A sturdy tree in a lush green forest. A kite being flown in a clear blue sky. A kite being flown in a clear blue sky. And you can linger here for a moment longer, being lightly involved with all the images that arose for you. Start to feel the whole body here, the whole body together as one. And as you visualize and feel yourself, your whole body settle, resting, relaxing, imagine your whole body surrendering to rest. Your whole body resting deeply. Giving yourself that permission to rest deeply. Then I want you to recall your intention. Your sankalpa you cultivated at the beginning. And whatever your why, whatever your intention is, silently repeat it to yourself 3 more times. And really feel yourself experiencing the sankalpa, the intention, the I am. give yourself permission here to enter the deepest state of relaxation. Allow the edges of the body to dissolve, to disappear, using the breath to dissolve, to drift deeper and deeper into your state of relaxation. And I'll leave you here in silence for a little while to simply relax deeper inside of yourself. If you've started to drift off to sleep, you could stay in that space, in that silence, as long as you need to rest deeply, to relax, to sink into a state of deep, deep rest, knowing that there's nothing that you need to do here. Just allow yourself to be in the stillness as you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation and ease on your journey into deep healing rest. Just be here with hands at heart center. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friends.